This is our time of advancement. This is our time to scream and shout. This is our time of true assertion. In other words, this is our time to say yes. This is our time to rise. This is our time for true pulsation. This is our time to be heard. When I'm receiving these energies, there's an advance. There's a quickening. There's a next. And so it's scaring some. In other words, it's almost like the ground is shaking and everyone's going into their burrow. In other words, everyone's screaming, help. Everyone's going down below. In English, it's like they're going and hiding. They're going, you know, the old way. So the reason they're saying that, it's really time for us to try a new given, a new atmosphere, a new holy destiny, a new holy assurance, a whole new holy life. And so what we're going to realize is there's a spring afloat. In other words, the ascension is now. It's happening literally underneath our feet, meaning through us. We're the ones that need to try. So when they're saying try, it's not like a hard try. It's more of like a noticing some. So in other words, it's like, yeah, you know, the human way is to complain and just grit and, you know, and swallow your pride and do what you got to do. But you just continue in sorrow. So it's almost like even if you win, you kind of don't, because you gave up your life unnecessarily, you know, grudging, you know, like doing all this misery work. So this is our transformation at last. So they're sharing that. So we each understand, like, there's this very powerful flash of sunshine, of new address, of new allegiance, of new assurance, as we will retire the past. So when all our good, well-meaning, you know, mass consciousness, lower vibrational friends argue, hate, it's like we have to stay in our own quickening. We have to stay in our own drive. We have to, you know, like when they talk about owning your own vibration, we have to own our own pulsation at last in order to go. So in other words, as long as we just kind of keep complaining, it's almost like if you get lost and you just sit around and complain and blame and stare at, you know, like whatever, you know, you can do that a moment or so. But then it is time to go. It is time to increase. It is time to scream and shout. The reason they're saying scream and shout is it's really going to take a healthy increase to make us self-aware. So they really want us to sort of get off the bench, meaning kind of like stop puttering around. Well, I'll get around to being a master tomorrow. I'll look into how to bring in that energy next week. Like have more a desire to begin with certainty, because it's not really the final action step of if you turn the corner, if you begin. It's more of your relationship with yourself. So if every time you're joined higher and you keep turning your back, well, you know, your higher self's like, nobody's at home. No one's greeting me at the door. You know, I might as well go amuse myself doing something else for a bit. So we want to get like really cozy with our higher self. So we're constantly agreeing. We're constantly being delivered more, because we don't want more of the past. The past is like, it's great for an hour or whatever, and then it stops shining. In other words, more of the density, more of the sorrow. It's like good, but now comes the problems, because, you know, we're in the process of releasing that duality that is very much a bother. So allow yourselves to transfer. How would I say this next word? It's like, it's really realizing, excuse me, that what you're transferring to, you already enjoy. In other words, part of you is agreeing, but when you agree, you kind of get excited about it because you recognize, oh, you know, like that's just more of me. That was perfectly safe. So it's like we're learning to say yes. We're learning to step up. And even that step up, you know, any of those energies where that stepping just makes us feel tired or uncertain or whatever, anything, like anything where we can start joining within, meaning we can start clapping our very hand. So it's a little bit like finding your own cheerleading squad. So you want to have that ready in your very moment of uncertainty. So it's like your favorite image of Isis or Hathor or Lakshmi, like whatever it is. I mean, it could be J-Lo, it doesn't matter. Anything that gives you a constant buzz. So in other words, it's the energy. It's the energy of moving beyond the past, moving forward. And so we want to have that energy sort of happening always as a constant choice. So in other words, we're the choice makers, we're the decision makers, we're God in form. And so what we say goes. So we have the mind that's creating all kinds of disorder, and we have that higher awareness that's pulsating behind. Pulsating behind is it doesn't have a front row seat yet, but it's pulsating behind so we can feel it steady. It's almost like Stephanie's beautiful picture, if you happen to see it, where it's like light is coming to join us. What we want to do is go ahead and try. So we want to say yes to it. We want to say yes to it and more. What we're going to discover is we all have sort of like our own magic formula. So when I say yes to the light, it may turn on a lifetime when I was in the Order of Hathor, and it's going to give me like whatever I need, you know, whatever skills and abilities, whatever. When someone else dear to me receives that light, they may get that light expressed in a different flavor. So we want to go ahead and enjoy. In other words, what we want to focus on is the joy. What we want to focus on is the heart. What we want to focus on is the transformation very, meaning the energy, because we want to remember it's like we all sort of have like our inner template of what it is we're going to be mastering. In other words, what our particular skill set is. So we don't have to like cry me a river like my skill set isn't what Perry's skill set is. It's like, thank goodness, because then we'd all be topsided. You know, it's sort of like we need one of every. We need one of every. So they want everyone right here and now to take off that egoic comparison. I want to do what she has. Like, if you're called to, you shall. But the more that you can trust your own goddess supply, meaning I want to be my very own goddess in however that turns out. In English, we've all been indoctrinated in a world of constant copycats, and we're all used to that. So it's a little bit like someone makes pants, okay, let me make mine a different color, or let me put a stripe through it, but it's still a pair of pants, you know? So what they're saying, that they're trying to jumpstart us. I'm gonna step out for a minute. They're trying to jumpstart us, and it's like if we stay in the illusion of constant suffering, it's never gonna be enough, in English. If you watch people, I don't know, put like a little teeny tiny spin on the basic Reiki pattern or like something where it's good, but they're saying it's promotion enough. What they mean by that, and I'm not discounting Reiki, I'm sorry to use that example, but the point being, well, let's just use Reiki for the fun of it. It's sort of like what they're saying is next. So in other words, the reason everyone enjoys our energy is someone actualized it, someone offered it to their God self. You know, it's like, let me be a channel. And their God self said yes and channeled through. So here's energy we can tap into. But when they keep saying more so and next, it's like time for us to turn around and really get our grand size. So we're not just human beings enjoying a little sunshine now and then. Oh, let me go for my Reiki appointment. It's like we're opening up our own treasure chest at last, all of us in unison. So this is what they mean, like it's time to look around. It's like time to grow in size. So it's like we're each stepping out of the past known. So now they're going back to the feeling, like it can be a little, they're saying terribly frightening, and I didn't want to use that word because I thought, you know, let's not make it dramatic. But I have to follow, they're saying, please follow their mere suggestion. In other words, of course, they know what they're doing. So I want to share this because they're using me as a prototype. I actually tried to edit what came through to soften it for everyone because I didn't want people to feel terrified or troubled or whatever. I forget the word now, terrible. It was something that personally felt a little overwhelming to me. So whatever that actual word was, it's on the recording. It's like what I'm getting is when you travel it, in other words, when you have the courage to go at lightning speed, almost like getting on a voyage or a go-kart or a roller coaster or something, it's sort of like terrifying at first, like how many feet is this, you know, drop going or whatever it is. But you also have come to enjoy it. So it's that same kind of feeling that we're going beyond first place, meaning we're going, here's the important part, we're going where we're gonna be first, unaware. The reason being, the mind can't tell us so. The mind doesn't know. We've all thought we were the mind. What we're learning to do is to observe it, to cancel it, but to not identify with it so that we can explode. In other words, ascension is like, it's like when they're saying the word ascension, it's like the sensation of the new discovery of self. So when I receive it, it's like, oh, I was that, but I'm also this. I'm also here. I'm also ever present. So allow yourselves to receive the sunshine, allow yourselves to receive the heart's chamber. So the heart's chamber, there's a delivery that's being, I'm just gonna cry, like it's just so super sweet. There's a delivery that's being offered steady. There's a delivery that's being offered to say hello. There's a delivery that's being offered with excitement. The excitement is like when you're about to give someone a gift. And it's not just like, oh, let me pick this up because it's the thought that counts gift. It's like the gift that they've been waiting for their entire life, like the gift that makes magic so. That's the gift that's happening always now in our very currency, in our very constant state. But here's the qualifier. As we will kindly dismiss the past address. In other words, you can't focus on both situations simultaneously. You know, you can't profess to two masters. So allow yourself to be, I'm just gonna say like inspired, like in spirit. So anything where you're feeling that constant flow, where you're feeling that constant enjoy. What I love about it for everyone is there's always a more. There's always like a transformation possible. So in other words, it really doesn't matter if you get left high and dry. It doesn't really matter how stuck you theoretically feel like you are. It's sort of like in the very next second, in the very next breath, you can be in a whole different reality. So they're reminding us to kindly enjoy that. And they're reminding us not to hold back. So we're all a little timid and you know, like we're all a little conservative. This is the word they keep using every week now. Because we wanted to get it right. We wanted our parents to be happy with us, or teachers, or, you know, everyone following 3D society. And so we kind of turned all this off. So we want to be like prepared for peace. And they're closing with this. Because that peace, It's like the energies we're going to start feeling when we start really feeling who we truly are going to be so nice. They're going to be so well pleasing. It's sort of like, what if I never get everything I was after? Like the point of all of it was to get here and I'm already here. So it's like this self-revelation where you actually start taking off it all, meaning you start changing your mind what you're after. You start changing your mind what you actually enjoy, because this is the whole point. Because like you found your new trait, your true nature, you found your true self, your true heart, your true estate. So like in closing, it's like they keep saying constantly enjoy, constantly. So if you can kind of feel the theme at the close of this, it's constant renewal, stream, but the idea is it's not linear or separation. So there's no boundary, there's no stop and start. So you can forget, but you can just, you know, come on in. You know, it's like love is always happening. That's what we want to feel. Love is always happening as you remember to say hello. Receive, 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 and so it is.